And I want to ask you again, don't you want a safe environment for your children? Don't you want to know that the food that you're feeding them is not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Oh, did you feel it coming in the air last night? Hold on. That song was played once again from Dan Scavino Jr. at 1:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from Trump Force One, just the ending part for all to hear, and it had amazing comms from the cue board, the end of the D party. The speeches presented yesterday from RFK Jr. had me excited, were some of the greatest I have ever heard in my lifetime, and many others have made their statements regarding that. Unbelievable. I'm sure most of you watched it. We're going to go over some of those today just to celebrate together, shall we? It's Saturday for many, the weekend, but I want to continue to highlight some of the great things that happened. They will be going after Big Pharma together, President Trump and RFK Jr., unveiling the truth behind JFK's assassination and so much more. Plans playing out perfectly. Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. Are you excited? Well, here we go. One of the greatest walk-ins in the history of the United States, RFK Jr. walking onto the stage with President Trump. What was this day like? 2:45 Eastern Time, he drops out of the presidential race and endorses Donald Trump for president. 3:12 Eastern Time, Kennedy family releases a statement condemning their brother for his decision to support Trump. 4:30 Eastern Time, Kennedy shows up at a Trump rally in front of 20,000 people to double down on his support. Iconic. I see 20,000 people in front of them, right? But I would say millions of people were tuning in to find out exactly how this would play out. And the speeches that were presented were absolutely brilliant. President Trump put out this picture, too big to rig. If you guys remember, this same arena there for all to see was used by Kamala. And she had to block out the back area because they were empty seats. This place, standing room only, was absolutely brilliant. And before this giant rally, of course, many of you might have caught RFK Jr. giving a speech when he withdrew from the race. But he said, hey, I'm going to keep my name on the ballot in certain blue states. Hey, go ahead and vote for me there. It's going to hurt Kamala, folks. We're going to go over some of that. A Kennedy quote that the Democrats never mentioned from John F. Kennedy Jr., 1999, George Magazine. He said, if my dear friend Donald Trump ever decided to sacrifice his fabulous billionaire lifestyle to become president, he would be an unstoppable force for ultimate justice that Democrats and Republicans alike would celebrate. That's what's happening. This uniting of parties, Democrats flipping over to the Republican side, folks that this plan of getting RFK Jr. to become independent, pull a lot of the people over to him, making the Democrats look like fools for not bringing him in. He was going to win. He would have beat Biden hands down, but they didn't want it. They have to keep their evil plans going because they don't like the truth. They don't want somebody coming in to attack Big Pharma and taking them down because they'll lose billions, if not trillions of dollars from the donors. Yes, there are some things that we aren't aligning with on him at all. I think there's some Second Amendment issues. There's some abortion issues, but there's some areas that President Trump can use him, and we're going to go through that. Check this out from his speech earlier before he went on stage when he was in Arizona when he withdrew from running in the race.
He asked if I would take a call from the president. President Trump telephoned me a few minutes later.
He's talking about after President Trump was shot. He got a call.
I met with him the following day. A few weeks later, I met again with President Trump and his family members and closest advisors in Florida. In a series of long, intense discussions, I was surprised to discover that we are aligned on many key issues. In those meetings, he suggested that we join forces as a unity party. We talked about Abraham Lincoln's team of rivals. That arrangement would allow us to disagree publicly and privately and fiercely, if need be, on issues over which we differ, while working together on the existential issues upon which we are in concordance. I was a ferocious critic of many of the policies during his first administration, and there are still issues and approaches upon which we continue to have very serious differences. But we are aligned with each other on other key issues, like ending the forever wars, ending the childhood disease epidemic, securing the border, protecting freedom of speech, unraveling the corporate capture of our regulatory agencies, getting the U.S. intelligence agencies out of the business of propagandizing and censoring and surveilling Americans and interfering with our elections.
How about that? He's spelling out where they unite. Protecting free speech. Hurting our children. Stopping the wars, the endless wars and more. And when he gave this speech, man, you talk about panic mode for the mainstream media. Oh, they went to panic mode. CNN and MSNBC cut away from the RFK Jr. announcement. They're panicking.
Pictures
watch
from
this.
Phoenix, Arizona, where Kennedy is expected to say publicly what he's already made official in a court filing that he will endorse Donald Trump. Perhaps no coincidence, Trump is set to hold a campaign rally tonight with a special unnamed guest in Glendale, Arizona. That's just 20 minutes from where RFK is right now. Joining me now, New York Times investigative reporter.
So, of course, they can't have him talk. They have to do their own. And here's CNN.
His remarks. There's a back and forth over whether he's going to endorse former President Donald Trump. We're going to break that down on the other side of a quick break.
We're going to break that down on a quick break. While he's talking, if you're looking at your screen, there's RFK Jr. giving a speech. They had to cut away. They did not want anyone hearing his speech whatsoever. And of course, he talked about that assassination attempt on President Trump. We just want to let you know that we have the Fight for America mugs available. That's right, coffee mugs. And it has andweknow.com on it if you're looking at your screen. We're going to kick off fall with an exclusive Fight for America mug. These are put together by Jamie and Angie. Thank you so much for their hard work. All week long, again, get free shipping on everything with code FREESHIP. That still continues today on Saturday. For a limited time, buy any Cali Wave pullover and get a free sticker pack using code Cali Wave. Folks, just give them a call or go to shop.amweknow.com and they will hook you up with that. Folks, three former Democrats who have had enough. You're looking at them. RFK Jr., Elon Musk, President Trump. Election Wizard, today we witness an unprecedented convergence of the populist right and the populist left. This union represents a great threat to the entrenched forces of the deep state, and yet it also signifies a beacon of hope for the American people, a hope that has not been seen in a generation. It's a powerful symbol of our collective desire for change and a repudiation of the status quo that has failed so many hardworking Americans. Let us embrace this moment and harness the strength of our unity. Together, we have the power to take back control of our country and to usher in a new era of prosperity, peace, security, and opportunity for all. And if you guys saw at 1:09 a.m. Eastern Time, Trump Force One playing Phil Collins, you can see it coming in the air tonight, right? You heard that song in the opening of this video today. Interesting, because 109 would match the 540 drop if you look at numbers. You following the news today? What a big news day. These people are really stupid. This will end the D party. It'll be the end of the D party, the Democrats. This will be the path forward with public outrage to jail many so-called untouchables. You, the people, have the power. Down she goes. Again, that board is the way that we receive communication that goes around the mainstream media directly to us, to we the people. For all of you guys out there that are military-minded and you understand timestamps and more, you will see how this is all playing out. You will understand when we see numbers like 109, 109, you can match these, and it gives us a message, because you know what? The mainstream media won't communicate with us like this at all. But we got direct communication from RFK Jr. The Democrat Party has become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, and more. Check this out.
As you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. When it abandoned democracy by canceling the primary to conceal the cognitive decline of the sitting president.
Of course, all of this they're going after, especially Big Pharma. They're always after you, trying to get us to spend money and make us sick so we continue to buy more and more medicine. It's absolutely ridiculous what we've been going through. And we've been praying hard to look up for other ways to help us out on this earth. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements He gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. So again, Bryce Lipscomb comes out. I want to apologize to MAGA. I made fun of you all for saying the Democrats cheat in elections. As a Robert Kennedy Jr. supporter, I have witnessed it firsthand. The DNC will do anything they can to ruin and destroy not only their opponents, but the fabric of American society. It's a united Trump Kennedy versus the commies. Folks, we're witnessing people wake up. When RFK Jr. made his announcement and he endorsed Trump. Do you realize the impact? Do you realize bringing 5 to 10% of Americans over to Trump, what that does to the Democrats? Do you realize how that has such a huge impact on everything that's playing out across the United States of America? Kennedy Jr. eviscerated the Democrat Party. He says they committed a coup against Biden, and they've been going against President Trump. And this, again, was his speech that he gave before he went to the rally.
In the name of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth. The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail. It ran a sham primary that was rigged to prevent any serious challenge to President Biden. Then, when a predictably bungled debate performance precipitated the palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate. My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days. This is profoundly undemocratic. How are people to choose when they don't know whom they are choosing? And how can this look to the rest of the world? My father and my uncle were always conscious of America's image abroad because of our nation's role as the template for democracy, the role model for democratic processes, and the leader of the free world. Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing.
Based upon nothing. He's destroying the Democrats. He's sharing their ability to lie to the public, manipulate everyone. And if there's a lot of folks who love the Kennedys on the Democrat side who are paying attention, and they're waking up. So first, Elon comes out in support of Trump. Then RFK Jr., this is huge. If you don't think the prospect of Trump being in office against, you know, whilst having the likes of RFK Jr., Elon Musk, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Rick Grenell, and more serving in his cabinet doesn't scare everyone, then I got news for you. You're wrong. There's a lot of folks that are living in panic mode right now. And Robert Kennedy Jr., of course, elaborated on how the military-industrial complex thrived. Man, he just threw all of them, all the big wigs, all the big money swindlers, all the warmongers, threw them under the bus. It was amazing.
And that the Biden White House repeatedly spurned Russia's offer to settle this war peacefully. The Ukraine war began in 2014. When U.S. agencies overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine and installed a hand-picked pro-Western government that launched a deadly civil war against ethnic Russians in Ukraine. In 2019, America walked away from a peace treaty, the Minsk Agreement, that had been negotiated between Russia and Ukraine by European nations. And then in April of 2022, we wanted the war. In April of 2022, President Biden sent Boris Johnson to Ukraine
to force President Zelensky to tear up a peace agreement that he and the Russians had already signed, and the Russians were withdrawing troops from Kiev and Donbass and Luhansk. And that peace agreement would have brought peace to the region and would have allowed Donbass and Luhansk to remain part of Ukraine. President Biden stated that month that this his objective in the war was regime change in Russia. His Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin simultaneously explained that America's purpose in the war was to exhaust the Russian army, to degrade its capacity to fight anywhere else in the world. These objectives, of course, have nothing to do with what they were telling Americans about protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. Ukraine is a victim in this war, and it's a victim of the West.
Ukraine is a victim of the West. The West entered Ukraine through John Kerry's family, Pelosi, Biden's family. You list them, and then you wonder why they have so many interests that go on in Ukraine. And we've shared this over our videos over the years. The precision operation by Putin going in and destroying what we believe are the 46, 47 biolabs that were controlled by the United States. Remember, we exposed them. A day later, the United States government website was taken down, proving that biolabs were there. Then they said there was nothing bad in those labs that would hurt anybody. Then they had to come out and explain, well, yeah, we had some stuff that in there that was bad. And so, again, it makes you wonder who's running at the top of our government, unelected officials that are placed there, what they're up to, their crimes against humanity. They think they can't be touched, that they're untouchables, that they won't be exposed by we the people who've had enough of these evil tyrants who have taken over our country using our tax dollars and going into other countries and causing all kinds of problems. Well, we've done that history study. We've talked about it. But here's Kennedy Jr. making sure that folks crystal clear understand how everything's playing out over there.
And we end of Russia and both Russia and the West. Since then, we have, since tearing up that agreement, forcing Zelensky to tear up the agreement, we've squandered the flower of Ukrainian youth.
Forced Zelensky to tear up the agreement for peace. In 2022. That's what he's saying. He's exposing the evil. He's exposing the military-industrial complex who need war to continue to what? Make money. It's sad that we have to point these things out, but that's why the mainstream media has to be controlled, because they don't want that information getting out.
600,000 Ukrainian kids and over 100,000 Russian kids, none of whom, all of whom we should be mourning, have died, and the Ukraine's infrastructure is destroyed. The war has been a disaster for our country as well.
The war has been a disaster for children in both areas, a disaster for our country.
Nearly $200 billion already, and these are badly needed dollars in our communities, suffering communities all over our country.
Our suffering communities, $200 billion, guys. Can you imagine? They were fighting over the border wall because I think it was $8 or $9 billion that President Trump was asking for to build our wall. Oh, we can't afford it. No, it's too expensive. There's no way. But then, they can afford $200 billion to send it over to another country. Unbelievable.
The Nord Stream pipeline sabotage and the sanctions have destroyed Europe's industrial base, which formed the bulwark of U.S. national security. A strong Germany with a strong industry is a much, much stronger deterrent to Russia, and a Germany that is deindustrialized and turned into just an extension of U.S. military base. We've pushed Russia into a disastrous alliance with China and Iran.
Yep. All of this is playing out. All the truth that plays out from RFK Jr. And what do? They attack his character. They attack his physical disabilities.
Yeah, I was watching that, and
Donald Trump last week stood and said in front of a bunch of groceries and said, I haven't seen any Cheerios in a long time. I had Cheerios for breakfast. This was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And trying to get any logic out of that is good luck with that. Because it's, one, you can't understand what he says. Two, if you can, you can't understand what he says. And I'm reminded of a line of in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles when somebody gets up and gives an indecipherable speech. He says, who can argue with that? That's authentic frontier gibberish. And that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
How in the world did they get by with this? That they can actually make fun of someone and their voice. Yet if anybody on the Republican side puts down all of the crazies on the liberal Democratic side, man, they would go ballistic. But they're allowed to do whatever they want on Communist News Network as long as it meets their agenda. And then you go over to the Kennedy family. Betraying your own brother says it all, says Juanita Broderick. Yep. Old Kerry Kennedy says, I'm sharing a personal statement for my family. From Robert, you know, F. Kennedy Jr.'s announcement, right? This is from Kathleen, Courtney Kennedy, Kerry Kennedy, Chris Kennedy, Rory Kennedy. We want an America filled with hope and bound together by a shared vision of a brighter future. A future defined by individual freedom, economic promise, and national pride. What a bunch of hogwash. We believe in Harris and Waltz. Y'all have lost your ever-loving mind there, Kennedys. Our brother Bobby's decision to endorse Trump today's betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear is a sad ending to a sad story. No, it's not. You guys, up is down, left is right. You guys know what liars you are, how much you're getting paid to play through this whole scenario. I like what Dan Bongino said. When a lifelong Democrat from an iconic Democrat family who tried to run as a Democrat and whose running mate was a Democrat warned you about the dangers of voting for the Democrat in this election, you should probably listen. You should probably listen. Fletch 17, boom, more to come. Daniel Bostic said, I'm an RFK guy, and so I can't believe I'm saying this, but I just donated to Trump 2024. I just can't take this anymore. These freaks are destroying our country. Destroying our country. They're destroying our bodies. And here's RFK Jr. explaining 3 minutes about America's health crisis. Processed food, seed oils, pesticides, food additives. They're messing up our children. We're mass poisoning all of them.
This to happen to our children. These are the most precious assets that we have in this country. How can we let this happen to them? About 18% of American teens now have fatty liver disease. That's like one out of every five. That disease, when I was a kid, only affected late-stage alcoholics who were elderly. Cancer rates are skyrocketing in the young and the old. Young adult cancers are up 79%. One in four American women is on antidepressant medication. 40% of teens have a mental health diagnosis. And 15% of high schoolers are on Adderall, and 500,000 children on SSRIs. So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. First and the worst is ultra-processed food. About 70% of American children's diet is ultra-processed. That means industrial manufactured in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. Laboratory scientists, who many of whom formerly worked for the cigarette industry, which purchased all the big food companies in the 1970s and 80s, deployed thousands of scientists to figure out chemicals, new chemicals, to make the food more addictive. And these ingredients didn't exist 100 years ago. Humans aren't biologically adapted to eat them. Hundreds of these chemicals are now banned in Europe, but ubiquitous in American processed foods.
And a lot of that, the processed foods we shared in the past, are cereals. cereal that's not allowed in the UK or in Japan or Asia countries, Asian countries overall. Well, they allow them in the United States because that's what they do. Make them addictive. Put products in there that will force the consumer to just continue to purchase and mess up their liver and mess up their entire body. That's why we've got a serious health issue across our country. Continue.
The second culprit is toxic chemicals in our food, our medicine, and our environment. Pesticides, food additives, pharmaceutical drugs, and toxic waste permeate every cell of our bodies. The assault on our children's cells and hormones is unrelenting. To name just one problem, many of these chemicals increase estrogen. Because young children are ingesting so many of these hormone disruptors, America's puberty rate is now occurring at age 10 to 13, which is 6 years earlier than girls were reaching puberty in 1900. Our country has the earliest puberty rates of any continent on the earth. And no, this isn't because of better nutrition. This is not normal. Breast cancer is also estrogen-driven, and it now strikes 1 in 8 women.
He was pouring out all kinds of huge types of information that I'm telling you, folks must have been scrambling. They're trying to figure out now, the enemy, what to do. Or make matters worse for the enemy. Then RFK Jr. went out in front of thousands, 20,000 is what they said, with President Trump with this stage. And you're looking across that enormous presence of thousands of people. Folks, have you ever seen anything like this before? Have you ever sensed the excitement that was in that stadium? Any of you guys that attended with your friends and more that can write us, send us pictures and more, we'd love to see that. We've got some more from that rally. I'll show you in a moment. But for now, and some speeches that President Trump gave and showing what he's going to do to use RFK Jr. in the future. You guys probably know, but we're going to talk about it some more. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at. Folks, simple website. Just simply type in AndWeKnow.com. Once you go to that website, you'll notice that we have all of our social media on the top right there. The X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. I'm going to point it to it in case you guys are looking. It's all up here. And you'll also notice that we have several areas for you to browse. You can see that we have all of our videos that are placed there. Fellowship members, you can become a member. Ock merch, click on our merch. You can get it right there on our website. Put your name and email to our newsletter, and you'll receive information when videos are uploaded and sent out. We have our podcast for audio only. Latest interviews are there for you in case you want to watch one of our interviews. And if you missed one of our partners on our videos, you could say, hey, I'm going to go to AndWeKnow.com and find Hunter's Blend Coffee. I'm going to find Brightcore, Parker Pastures, LT Pet Club 247, and more. They're all there for you. That's right. It's pretty amazing. You can join us there. And you can also find our shop, shop.AndWeKnow.com. If you click on shop.AndWeKnow.com, you'll have sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. Remember, our new mugs are available, Fight for America mug. We have our U.S. code, use the code CALIWAVE for the limited time. You get the CALIWAVE pullover, you get a free sticker pack. I mean, it's amazing. The products that we have for you with AndWeKnow.com, Romans 8:28 on the back of shirts, and so much more. I voted for a convicted felon. Remember that shirt. Folks, here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. A guy named Chase Geiser said this. I spent months thinking RFK Jr. was a CIA plant because his campaign manager is former CIA. I thought the whole reason he ran was to split the vote and usher in the Democratic candidate. It now appears his entire race was for the purpose of gaining enough influence to ensure a Trump victory against the deep state. I didn't get it. I was wrong. RFK Jr. today became the Kennedy they stole from us. On November 5th, America will become the nation they stole from us. How about that? What a great photo. You guys looking at that? Tremendous what's happening across social media. The posts that have been playing out for all of us to see. Oh, guys, what an amazing day yesterday. Check this out. There goes my hero. What a song to play. As RFK Jr. got on the stage in Glendale, Arizona, listen to the crowd. I know many of you have already watched this, but it's worth a watch together.
For the past 16 months, Bobby has run an extraordinary campaign for President of the United States. I know, because he also went after me a couple of times. I didn't like it. And I mean this sincerely. Had he been allowed to enter the Democrat primary, he would have easily beaten Joe Biden, but they wouldn't let him in. They put up rules. I've never seen rules like he had to have 65% of the vote in order to run, you know, little things like that. His candidacy has inspired millions and millions of Americans, raised critical issues that have been too long ignored in this country, and brought together people from across the political spectrum in a positive campaign grounded in the American values of his father, Robert Kennedy, a great man, and his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. And I know that they are looking down right now, and they are very, very proud of Bobby. I'm proud of Bobby. You want to know the truth? And I don't think I've ever introduced anyone that got applause like he just got. I must tell you, I don't think it's true. I don't think I've ever introduced anybody that got applause like that. Amazing. It's thrilling. Amazing.
Talk about history in the making. We promised it was going to be biblical. Big things were going to happen. Just a reminder, RFK to stay on the ballot in states where his presence hurts Kamala. That's right. He says, I'm going to keep my name on the ballot in her. Those areas where you can just vote for me instead of Kamala. And he's going to remove himself from the ballots in states where his presence hurts Trump. So he's utilizing his campaign for maximum effect to help elect Trump. Talk about smart, man. These guys. Absolutely brilliant. Let's continue.
For the past 16 months, Bobby has run an extraordinary campaign for President of the United States. I know, because he also went after me a couple of times. I didn't like it. And I mean this sincerely. Had he been allowed to enter the Democrat primary, he would have easily beaten Joe Biden, but they wouldn't let him in. They put up rules. I've never seen rules like he had to have 65% of the vote in order to run, you know, little things like that. His candidacy has inspired millions and millions of Americans, raised critical issues that have been too long ignored in this country, and brought together people from across the political spectrum in a positive campaign grounded in the American values of his father, Robert Kennedy, a great man, and his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. And I know that they are looking down right now, and they are very, very proud of Bobby. I'm proud of Bobby. You want to know the truth? And I don't think I've ever introduced anyone that got applause like he just got. I must tell you, I don't think it's true. I don't think I've...
It's phenomenal. He continues.
I will establish a new independent presidential commission on assassination attempts. And they will be tasked with releasing all of the remaining documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
That's huge. Huge.
And they will also conduct a rigorous review of the attack last month. But I tell you, I have never had more people ask me, please, sir, release the documents on the Kennedy assassination. And we're going to do that.
Imagine the panic from all those in the deep state who took out the Kennedys. Imagine each one of them being exposed for how they planned it all out, because Kennedy happened to fight for our country, and they said enough. He was going to take out, splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Oh no, you're not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that we get rid of the secret societies. Oh no, you're not going to do that. You're done. And they took him out. Imagine if we find out who really did that. So Trump just announced he created an assassination commission, and then watch this.
And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
And the celebrations continue.
And he told me that he wanted to end the censorship, because the whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information.
That's right.
And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys? They're always the bad guys, because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism. And don't you want a president who's going to protect America's freedoms? And who is going to protect us against totalitarianism? And I want to ask you again, don't you want a safe environment for your children? Don't you want to know that the food that you're feeding them is not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease?
Amen.
And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
Amen.
Woo. Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
So powerful. Man, it must have been nice to be in that crowd. All those folks there just celebrating. And I was looking at the stage again. Let me take a look at that. And again, it's almost, in my opinion, shaped like a stealth bomber. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, very, very much.
Pretty exciting stuff. We have his Johnny MAGA removed from the ballots, remember? Denied Secret Service protection. Slandered by the media. Raided by the FBI. Indicted on 91 criminal counts. Censored by big tech. Nearly assassinated. And yet, here they stand together. one team against the deep state. And it's working. You got a guy named Jim Hall that Elon Musk actually highlighted. He said, I started out with a strong dislike of Trump, and Jim Hall has 16,000 followers. He said he had a strong dislike of Trump, but he says, I'm now even less a fan of the DNC, their lies and their anti-democratic actions. I never imagined this would be the outcome of the start of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s journey, but I'm 100% for it now that it's here. Such a cool photo. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah, let's just have a little dance while we're at it, all right? Here we go. Oh, yeah, while they're dancing, Donald Trump's America's Unity candidate. What other candidate in American history could bring together, says Benny Johnson, RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, Hulk Hogan, Nikki Haley, Vivek, Tucker, Teamsters, NFL and UFC superstars, biggest streamers on earth, biggest rappers on earth. Oh, yeah. It just gets better and better every single day, doesn't it? I mean, we're really taking it a lot, folks. It's just been one roller coaster ride after another. And I'm going to show you this played out by the Democrats. Check this out.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. Right?
He said, we got 70 days to act right, y'all. After 70 days, we can go back to being crazy. President Trump responded to this at the Democratic convention. Remember the convention, the one that pretty much everybody forgot about now because of Jr.? What a perfect timing. Oh, man, wasn't that great? Anyway, so they said, we've got 70 days to act right. After 70 days, we can go back to acting crazy. What they mean is that they want to get elected and then destroy our country with radical left Marxist socialist policies. President Trump says we can't let this happen, and if it does, we won't have a country any longer. The USA will be reduced to ashes. MAGA 2024. And of course, if you go to the Q board, for those that are interested in learning and growing in this, they're finding out, wow, there's some amazing information that was given to us in 2018 of November. The Democrat Party con. When you can't raise money organically through party individual donations and voter base, you steal it from the American taxpayer and give it back to yourself in the form of campaign contributions. Example one, Planned Parenthood, folks. How many of you knew when the money goes to Planned Parenthood and they sell the baby parts when they were caught, that money goes to their campaign contributions? $1.5 billion provided in taxpayer funding over a three-year period. Case one, Planned Parenthood spent $30 million, disclosed, real estimates close to $65 million, in taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections. Conclusion, should it be legal for a taxpayer and the Democrats and the RINOs, independents-funded organization, to donate massive amounts of money to the D Party in an effort to sway an election? Your hard-earned tax dollars at work. Vote, vote, vote. Interesting, right? Because anybody that communicated from this board years ago, they were taken down off of YouTube because all the little folks, the politicians got together and said, we don't like this communication that's coming from the 17th letter Q board. Oh, no, no, we need to stop them and take them down. All this talk of money, of course, we have an amazing video coming out tomorrow, folks. You do not want to miss the interview that we have with Dr. Kirk Elliott about the silver set to soar in Samsung's solid-state battery breakthrough. Silver, they're predicting, is going to be going through record highs this year. Dr. Elliott had an opportunity to share all this information and more. And I'll play a clip from this, but you can go to amweknow.com/gold. Reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and get your retirement sent over and put into precious metals. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
Debtclock.org. That's a snapshot from it, right? So it looks at the dollar to silver ratio.
Okay.
So what does that measure? That measures silver, the amount of silver coming out of the ground from the mines, the number of ounces, compared to the amount of new dollars that are being printed.
Right, right. So I want to explain real quick what's on the screen for those just listen. It says right here the dollar-silver ratio has drastically increased to $438 per ounce. Just a few weeks ago, it was $250 per ounce. If you're stacking silver, you should be buying right now.
Absolutely. I mean, literally, 3 weeks ago, $250 an ounce. Today, $438 an ounce. With the amount of dollars out there and the amount of silver coming out of the ground, this is where silver should be, right? So, So I'm looking at that, and it's like, what caused it to go from 250 to 438 in 3 weeks? It's a simple answer. Silver is running out, coming out of the mines, and they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. That's the only way that that number gets to that point. So all of the stimulus money, all of the inflation that's being caused by the stimulus money and the unrelenting printing, I mean, even Kamala Harris kind of addressed this.
How about that? You guys don't want to miss that amazing interview. Check it out tomorrow. Another thing that's kind of amazing would be, I just thought I'd figure I'd show you this, the Daily Show. Man, it seems like, you know, when we go back to this entire week, how crazy it's been with the DNC and then this huge uprising, of course, with RFK Jr. showing up and just changing the entire narrative of all things playing out. I thought it was amazing that the Daily Show would actually go after the Democrats and sharing how ridiculous they really are, wondering what in the world's going on. And when they started changing all this to expose them.
They had a guy yelling, screw the billionaires, followed immediately by a very happy billionaire. It's all okay if it's our billionaire. Guys making fun of people for going to Yale and a bunch of people who went to Yale. The Democrats had people who prosecuted sexual predators and there goes that booking.
How about that? You ever see anything like this? President Trump actually posted the 20 promises to America. Grasshopper happened to catch these particular comms with the timestamps and numbers that match everything. It was posted by President Trump, the 20 promises to America video, at 8:33. Well, if you go to 833 on the cue board, reality is labeled as conspiracy. You are made to feel crazy. Remember, we are winning. Do not trust what you read. Mind warfare, up is down, left is right, boom. Folks, we are getting comms to us to share what's going on directly. And we're continuing to share these tidbits for you. We can go all day with a lot of these. There's channels out there to do that, but just kind of keeping you aware of what's going on. 1965 is also on the number system for all of us to see from Truth Social. The world is now united. The history books, fake news, suppression creates a false reality. This movement is bigger than you can imagine. Silent majority, no more. That is so true, and that's how it's playing out for all of us today. So, on the stage, President Trump, in addressing RFK Jr., he wanted to make sure that we understood that RFK Jr. is going to have a big role in the health of our families and children.
And I also want to salute Bobby's decades of work as an advocate for the health of our families and our children. Nobody's done more. Millions and millions of Americans who want clean air, clean water, and a healthy nation have concerns about toxins in our environment and pesticides in our food. That's why today I'm repeating my pledge to establish a panel of top experts working with Bobby to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic health problems and childhood diseases. including autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and many more. We want every child in America to grow up and to live a long and healthy life.
How about that? And of course, I wanted to ensure that we end this video with RFK Jr. weeping at the thought of how many children he could save by reversing the chronic disease epidemic. Check this out.
I was conscious of what was happening in their classrooms and to their friends, and I watched these sick kids, these damaged kids. In that generation, almost all of them are damaged. And nobody in power seemed to care or to even notice. For 19 years, I prayed every morning that God would put me in a position to end this calamity. The chronic disease crisis was one of the primary reasons for my running for president, along with ending censorship in the Ukraine war. It's the reason I've made the heart-wrenching decision to suspend my campaign and to support President Trump. This decision is agonizing for me because of the difficulties it causes my wife and my children and my friends. But I have the certainty that this is what I'm meant to do. And that certainty gives me internal peace, even in storms. If I'm given the chance to fix the chronic disease crisis and reform our food production, I promise that within 2 years, we will watch chronic disease burden lift dramatically. We will make Americans healthy again. Within 4 years, America will be a healthy country. We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands, and in the hands of the American voters and those of President Trump. If President Trump is elected and honors his word, the vast burden of chronic disease that now demoralizes and bankrupts the country will disappear. This is a spiritual journey for me. I reached my decision through deep prayer, through hard-nosed logic, and I asked myself, what choices must I make to maximize my chances to save America's children and restore national health? I felt that if I refused this opportunity, I would not be able to look myself in the mirror, knowing that I could have saved lives of countless children and reversed this country's chronic disease epidemic.
Are we watching spiritual awakening happening? Are we watching God Almighty touch the hearts of strong men, wonderful women, moms, and more across our country? How many times do we keep hearing that they spent time in prayer, talking to our Heavenly Father to find out what direction we need to go? Which makes me think of the verses when we talk about children. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Psalm 127, verse 3 through 5. It's amazing, this journey that we've all been on together. It's amazing as they spent time on a ship with hundreds of people together for the first time, many of them with other fellow patriots. And the one thing that we gathered, our team, by listening to so many people and sharing what they're going through and how they've been so hurt and learning and trying to grow and wake up to the crimes of the deep state and what they've done to us and hurt us and so much more. Really, it's all a spiritual battle. And they're thankful that many are catching on to this battle that we're against is against an enemy unseen. It's pointed out in Scripture, the demons, the Satan, the liar who runs around. It's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Lion roars when he has his territory touched by others, doesn't like it, gets real angry. His territory is getting attacked now. which means we need to buckle down even more so in prayer, and we need to ensure that we're carrying the mantle, hope, and more as we move forward in this amazing nation, United States of America. Let's continue in this spiritual battle together, shall we?
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for an amazing week, month, year, several years now. We have come to learn so much about what you've done to bring revival across this country. Yes, revival through getting the truth out to people. How strange is an awakening happening through what many were told, do not mix religion and politics. And we've learned so much about how the enemy twisted our minds to believe such a thing. Now we understand how true it is that you can, again, through your scripture, you put those in charge that we need. And you also put others in charge to wake up nations. And man, have we watched you do an amazing work to bring many on their knees back to you, crying out to our Heavenly Father for help. We ask for continued guidance and direction in our lives. We sense this amazing battle playing out before our very eyes. We sense a victory at hand, but we also know that we must continue to cry out to you, come boldly before your throne, and ask for complete destruction of this enemy. Destruction of all the idols of our country and other countries around this earth. May we turn back to you, cry out to you, together, asking for sincere hope, peace, and more across our lives as our hope and prayers that many would turn to your Son who you gave as a gift to us on the cross, suffered immensely for our sins. And we ask that you would continue to watch over those that are on the edge. May they come to know you. We know that this life here is just a vapor. We'll be gone soon. And there'll be others to follow. We know that the future for our children and children's children is it's on the brink of destruction. And we just sincerely hope and pray, Lord, that you have got a Your grace and mercy will cover all of us and the future children that we have, and that they would stand in the spiritual battle on your word every single day. Please continue to protect our president, President Trump, and all of our families and those on the front lines that are out there fighting for our freedom. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, wonderful weekend. Hope that you enjoyed this report today. Just couldn't wait to get it out. We are so blessed by you. Please hit that subscribe and follow button if you would. And we just covet your prayers as we continue to move forward on this journey together. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with M We Know. Signing out.
And I want to ask you again, don't you want a safe environment for your children? Don't you want to know that the food that you're feeding them is not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.